Do you even know where to find the rules of the game? There are things you do that make life work and things that cause it
to come apart. You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came
and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb. Greetings. We greet you in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just thank God for another day. It's a beautiful day out. Look like it might rain, so we might get blessings with a little bit of rain. So, because we're actually low. Our water table is low. We haven't been getting the rain that we normally get. But we thank God for the rain that we have been getting. So maybe we'll get blessed with a little bit more rain, turn everything nice and green. So, but it's just a blessing and an honor to be amongst the living again and to be above ground. And to be able to carry the message of the gospel to God's people. And we can't take it for granted that God will use us as a mouthpiece. And we have to be living a life that is worthy of folk to listen to us. Because God gives us the word and we give it to the people. So we are mediated in between. But Jesus is the one that's leading and guiding us with his Holy Spirit. So we have to live a life. We can't just talk the talk. We got to walk the walk. So the best sermon you ever preach, and you've heard me say this many times, and I'm going to keep saying it till the Lord call me home. The best sermon that you ever preach is how you live. Because people are watching you. They should walk by faith and not by sight, but folk are watching you. They're watching you to see, are you living the way that you say you're living? Are you walking the way you're preaching? So we have to be mindful of that. And we just thank God for another day amongst the living, because there's a lot of folk, if we call on them right now, they wouldn't answer because they've gone on. And they either with the Lord or they're in hell. Two places. So don't get it twisted that heaven and hell is real. So we can't follow that New Age stuff and follow some other gospel, because the Bible said that if you believe any other gospel, you are cursed. So, and Jesus already been the curse for us on that tree when he hung, bled, and died, gave up the ghost for us and put the blood on the mercy seat. So he's already paid the price. So we shouldn't be accursed if we believe him. And we can't put our hands to the plow and turn and look to the left or look to the right or look behind us. No, we got to keep our eyes focused on Jesus. We got to keep pressing on toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's what we got to keep pressing on, because that we got work to do while we're here. And we got to work while it's day, because night is coming and no man can work when it's night. So we got to, while the light of the world is still in us, we got to be the light and the salt of the earth and the light of the world. So we got to tell them, because Jesus is soon to come. We got to tell them before it's too late. Because if they close their eyes and rigor mortis start to set in, and they have not received him as their Lord and Savior, they have not believed on him, then it's too late. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, there's no other way we can come except by Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now for all that you've done. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. How you shower us every morning with the word, Father God, with the bread of life. When you give us this day our daily bread, we just thank you, Lord God, because you know what we need. You know everything that we're going through, Lord God. You know everything that the enemy's doing, Lord God, but we will pass the test. Lord, we're going to stand firm on your word. Lord, and having done all, we're going to stand. Lord, we just thank you right now that you've allowed our golden moments to roll on a little while longer, that you saw fit to breathe in our nostrils this morning, and we got up this morning as a living soul, Lord God, as you did Adam. Father, we just thank you right now that this air that we breathe is not our own, but it's you, Lord God. It's your spirit flowing through us. Lord God, we thank you that the blood of Jesus flows through our veins because we are made in his image and after his likeness. Lord God, we just thank you right now that we can be good representatives and ambassadors for the kingdom of God. Father, we thank you right now for your word penetrating the airways right now, Lord God, permeating the hearts, souls, and the minds of your people, Lord Jesus, that they will be compelled to draw closer to you, Lord God, that same word will go into the creeps and the crevices and the nooks and the crannies, Lord God, and compel the hard hearts, Lord God, that it would turn those hard hearts to flesh, that it would be pliable for the master's use. Lord God, we thank you for that word, drawing them right now, your Holy Spirit, drawing those that don't believe right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, for such a time as this, Lord God, as your word go forth, they will be saved, set free, and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, that you can use them, Lord, for your glory. Father, we thank you right now that you're drawing the backslider right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because you said that you, in your word, that you are married to the backslider. We thank you, Lord God, that they're coming back into the fold right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in this season, Lord God. Don't do it without us. Lord, we want to be a part of your upbuilding of your kingdom. Lord, we want to be a part of your army, Lord God. We are in the army of the Lord. So, Lord, we can't be turned to and fro like with every wind of doctrine, Lord God. We stand firm on your word. And we don't care who come saying anything different. We're going to stand on your word, Lord God. We thank you for blessing those that are bereaved on this morning, Lord God. Those that have lost loved ones, Lord, give them peace and comfort, knowing that you know all, Lord, that you have all power and you're everywhere at the same time. And we thank you, God. We thank you for a special blessing over the owners of the radio station, the men and women, the technician who make it happen in this place, the men and women of God who come through preaching, teaching, ministering, singing. Lord God, we ask the special anointing on them, Father, that they will be able to finish the race strong. Lord God, that they will keep the faith, Lord God, that you will continue to anoint them for the vision. You will give them provision for the vision. Lord God, we thank you for using us in your service. Lord God, we can never, never thank you enough for what you've done for us and what you continue to do. Lord, we just bless you and magnify you right now. We lift you up because you say if you be lifted up, you would do the drawing. You would draw all men to you. We lift you up, Lord God. That we're not drawing men to ourselves, but we're pointing them to Jesus. We lift you up that you do the drawing. Lord, we thank you. We magnify you. We glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We just thank God for his word on this morning. And this morning, we're looking at Galatians, the 5th chapter. And we're still dealing with the Apostle Paul dealing with these stiff necks, these Galatian people, these people of Galatia, these Galatians. And we're going to read verses 7 through 10. I don't know if I get through all of them, but we're going to read verses 5:7 to 5:10. And it reads as thus, and I'm reading from the King James. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord that you will be not otherwise minded, but that he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. Amen. Amen. And the Amplified reads as this. It says, you were running the race nobly. Who has interfered and hindered and stopped you from your heeding and following the truth? This evil persuasion is not from him who called you, who invited you to freedom in Christ. a little leaven, a slight inclination to error, or a few false teachers, leavens the whole lump. It perverts the whole conception of faith, or misleads the whole church. For my part, I have confidence toward you in the Lord that you will take no contrary view of the matter, but will come to think with me. But he who is unsettling you, whoever he is, whoever she is, will have to bear the penalty. Amen. Amen. And Paul is saying, look, you was running well. Huh? You were running the race nobly, huh? Humble, in obedience, huh? Obeying the truth of the gospel which you've already been taught, the gospel that you've already received, the gospel that the Apostle Paul has already given them, that come from God. So you were running well. And many times this Christian walk is referred to as a race. And it's not just a quick sprint, but it's a journey. It's a marathon. And we're running. We're running to make 100 because 99 won't do. And we got to go all the way until the Lord calls us home, unless Jesus cracked the sky. But we got to keep on running. We got to keep the faith. That's the only way you're going to be able to keep running. And not only that, you can't be hindered by false teachers. And this is what was going on in Galatia. There was false teachers that come in and was undermining the foundation of the gospel. They were undermining what Paul had already, the apostle had already taught them, what he's already ingrained in them. And these false teachers, they come in and they was preaching another gospel. And the Bible says that if anyone come preaching another gospel, they are cursed. So you can't follow them. And the fact of the matter is, they hindering you. They stop you from heeding, from running your race, from following Christ Jesus, huh? Following the truth. They stop you. They knock you off your square. Because we got to stand square on business, on the gospel, on the firm foundation of the word of God. The gospel is able to save men's soul. The engrafted word of God is able to save men's soul. The word would do it all by itself because the word is Jesus. We just talked about in the prayer that if I be lifted up, Jesus saying, if I be lifted up, when he was lifted up on that cross, he started drawing. He started drawing men to him. He started drawing women, children to him. He does the drawing because he does the saving. Salvation is in nothing else but Jesus Christ. In your faith, huh? Your faith, because we are justified by faith in Christ Jesus. There's no other way. There's no other way to the Father except through Jesus, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come except by him. He's the only way. If you try to come any other way, you're a thief and a robber. You ain't gonna get in. So this evil, this is an evil persuasion. It is not from him who called you. In other words, these false teachers come proclaiming they from God. Yeah, they from a God, but it's a little G God. Huh? It's the devil. That's where they from. That Luigi, huh? Lucifer, not the living God of the Bible, not the big G God. Yeah, so they pretending that they're coming from God. And they knew what they were saying. You know, they telling them that, oh, look, you got to be circumcised. And they taking them back into the Jewish ritual, taking them back into the law, the Mosaic law. But which when Christ came, he didn't do away with the law. He perfected law because he was the only one that could keep the law. So the law wasn't done away with. It was perfected in Christ because he kept it on our behalf, because we couldn't keep it. So he came with grace, and we were justified by faith in Christ Jesus. So that there was no longer a schoolmaster leading us around, keeping us for Jesus to come, for faith to come, huh? For grace and mercy. We are in Christ. We believe on him. We have faith in him. So this is where we are. We don't have to be kept by the law no more. We didn't do away with the law. We still observe the law, but we're not governed and kept as children in a classroom by the law, because now we are mature. We were children. Now we are sons. We are mature sons and daughters in Christ Jesus. When you believe on him, when you live for him, you are mature sons. So you have an inheritance, which is the kingdom. You are heirs to the kingdom. So everything that's him, it's already yours, because you're in Christ and you're part of the family. Jesus is our elder brother. God is our father. So when he stretched his arms wide and they nailed him on that cross, and he hung his head in the locks of his shoulder, and he gave up the ghost, he said, "Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit." Yeah, when he did that, yeah, he covered everything. He paid the price. So therefore, now when we believe on him, we can go straight to the throne of grace. We don't need a priest, and the veil was rent from top to bottom. So therefore, we can come boldly to the Holy of Holies, to our Lord Christ Jesus, to our big brother, to the Father. We can come boldly at any time. There's nothing restricting us, because he paid the price for us. He laid down his life and picked it back up again so we could have life, so we could have another opportunity, so we could be reconciled back into the family of God where we belong, because that's where we come from. We come out of eternity from Jesus. So now we can go back, because remember, I already told you that we got that vertical connection. When we are in Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians 2 and I think around 6, that we are, God has made us to be seated with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. So in the realm of the spirit, in our spirit, we are already seated with Christ when we believe on him. So our soul and our spirit is still down here. But we have our spirit connection with the heavenlies. So we're here making a horizontal, which the vertical and the horizontal makes the cross. We're making a horizontal relationship with all that we come into, all of our neighbors, all of our loved ones, the ones that we don't know. Everyone we come into contact with is a neighbor. So we are to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. So we are to give them the gospel. We're to pray for them, lead them, encourage them, lead them to Jesus. So that's that horizontal relationship that we're building, because we are already vertically connected. So that builds the cross. That cross represents the love, because anything we do outside of the love of Christ, that agape love, that love in spite of, that love just because, I love you, I make a choice to love you, I love you like God loved the world and gave his only begotten son, sent him into the world to die for the world, to redeem us back, to buy us back, to pay the ransom that we couldn't afford, and our blood wasn't pure enough. But when that pure blood hit the soil, it was done. That's why he said, "It is finished." He's already satisfied that the sin debt, the penalty, he's paid it all. So that's why we have to believe his word. He is the word. So as we get into the word, we get closer to him. We meditate. We chew on this word over and over again. It becomes a part of our spirit man, our spirit woman. It becomes a part of who we are. That's how we feed our spirit. That's how we are strengthened in our connection and our relationship. So we can do the things that those of old did in the Bible. We can do them same type of things. We can have that same type of power, because the Holy Spirit is working through us, and we have that relationship. God will honor that, because those that believe in him shall not be ashamed. Huh? They shall not be ashamed. So we have to not be sidetracked. The Galatians that got sidetracked, not all of them, but a large number of them had believed the false teachers. And they believed that they had to be circumcised and all that, going back into ritualistic stuff and back into the law. But the apostle is telling them, look, I didn't preach that to you. I gave you the gospel that you believe on Jesus Christ, that you have faith in him. You believe on Jesus and you're saved. You confess with your mouth and believe in your heart and receive him and live for him. You saved. Meditate, study on this word. Give others the word. The same thing that you've received, give it to them. Because you received it and it was freely given to you, so freely give it to them. Don't charge for the gospel. Huh? I understand that when you are in a role and you serve as the pastor of a congregation that you take a salary, you know. But when we go places and preach and teach and minister, we shouldn't be charging the people. We should give it freely because it was freely given to us. And that's just the way I feel. Now, some people might not agree with that, but that's just the way it is because it was freely given to you. So a lot of folk, when they go places, they put a price tag on their funds that they will get, their love offering. They put a price tag on it. And I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. When I go somewhere and preach, you know, if they give me something, fine. If they don't, I'm not looking for anything. I'm just being obedient to what Christ has called me to do. Preach, teach, minister the gospel, prophesy, lay hands on the sick, anoint them with oil, that they, and their prayer, the faith will heal them. So lead them to Jesus. Cast out demons. That's what he's called us to do because we believe. And so you can't put a price tag on that. You know, like I said, you know, you do it as unto the Lord, the work that we do. Even on your jobs or whatever, you do it as unto the Lord because he got you there for a specific reason. There's an assignment. There's folk that has to be reached in that place. So everything you do, don't do it complaining and murmuring like they did in the wilderness. Huh? The children of Israel, don't do like they did because they kept getting all kind of judgment on them because they were murmuring and complaining. And they didn't see the miracles and the miraculous that God was doing right before their very eyes. How he brought them out and there wasn't a sick one among them. And they were wealthy when they come out. Huh? All them that were sick, when they started walking by faith, coming up out of there, they was all healed. There wasn't a feeble one among them. So God is a good God. God is a good God. And we have to just trust him. We have to put all our faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have to trust him. And anybody coming preaching anything else, we can't believe it because they're not the ones who has called us. God has called us for such a time as this to spread the gospel. Huh? God is the same one who invited you to freedom in Christ. He's the one that invited you. He said, whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever will. The love that he had for us. That while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet in our sin and our mess, he loved us just that much. That's why I say whatever we do, we have to do it in love. Not grudgingly of necessity, even when we tithe, when we sow seeds. Not grudgingly of necessity, but cheerfully. Cheerfully. So we have to be mindful of that. Because a little leaven, a slight inclination to error, just like sin and compromise, just a little bit, will corrupt the whole thing. Just a few false teachers had disembodied and disarrayed and caused division and doubt among so many in Galatia. Just a few false teachers had come in and undermined everything that the Apostle Paul had did while he was there concerning the gospel, concerning folk being delivered, set free. Just a little leaven. It'll leaven the whole lump. Just a little bit of leaven. and the leaven in the bread will cause it to rise. You know, it's like the yeast. It causes it to rise. So just a little bit go a long ways. So just a slight inclination to error, just a little bit of compromise. This little lie, it ain't going to hurt nothing. Just a little sneak around the back, you know, just a little bit, you know, just a little white lie. Yeah. But that little thing grows. It grows into much. So then when sin is fully mature, you know the penalty, right? When sin is fully mature, death. Sin brings death. So that's what it caused. It leavens the whole lump just a little bit. So we can't be sidetracked. We can't compromise. We got to give the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help us God. And we got to stand on this firm foundation, and we got to walk by faith. Huh? We got to walk by faith, and we can't be sidetracked. We can't be blown to and from with every wind of doctrine, because that man is double-minded, and he can't expect to get nothing from God. We got to stand firm on that foundation. Huh? Just that little leaven. Huh? It leavens the whole lump. It perverts the whole conception of the gospel, the whole idea, the whole fabric, the whole foundation of the gospel. It perverts it because it brings doubt with it. And when you doubt, you're not believing. It brings unbelief. So you sidetrack. And when you look up, you way over there in left field somewhere. Huh? It'll take you farther than you want to go. It'll cause you to spin more than you want to spin. Yeah, it'll take you someplace. And when you wake up, just that little bit, that increased, it done grow. It got you way off course. So you got to stay on the straight and the narrow. You got to stay on the straight and the narrow, because we walk by faith and not by sight. And even though people are watching us and they're going to be delivered and set free just because of the way we live, but we still got to walk by faith and not by sight, and be encouraged, huh? Because we can't mislead the whole church. We're going to mislead the whole church because we're leading. Folk are watching us. I told you in the beginning, they're watching us. So they're going to catch more than they talk by what they see. And in old times, they used to say, don't do what I do what I say. But no, people are going to watch us. So we got to lead by example so we don't mislead the whole church, because that's a lot of blood on your hands. And that's what he was telling them. Don't be worried about it. I got confidence that you're going to turn back. Because the ones that are leading you, that are misleading you, they're going to be judged. They're going to have to answer to God because they're misleading the sheep. They're undoing what the man of God has done. So they're misleading. So just be mindful. Don't be misled. Stand on this gospel. Until next time, we're praying for you. Keep the faith. We love you. Amen. Amen.
We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you, and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust them at all
times. Tune in to Torah Life Ministries with Paul Neeson, airing daily Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. and p.m., and also heard each Saturday at 12 noon.
Baruch atah Adonai. Blessed are you, Adonai. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. common sense.